Rashi's parsha, parsha's Kukosai. So the first, it's two kapitlach, the first kapitel deals with the brachas and the kvalos. Second kapitel deals with the parsha being, giving things to Hekdesh through the concept of Erech or through the concept of being Makdesh, etc. So neither of those is so common bisman hazeh. If a person would get involved in those lashonos, he would have some really significant challenges halachically, what to do with it. But what's interesting is that the Gemara equates Nidrei Tzedakah to Nidrei Hekdesh to some extent. So we're going to talk about Nidrei Tzedakah more than Nidrei Hekdesh. So where's the Gemara? The Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah, in the first parak. The Gemara, there's a pasuk in Parshas Kiseitse that the pasuk says, "Moitzus Sosecha Tishmar Vasitza Kol Asher Dibarta Beficha Kol Asher Nadarta Beficha." I'm not sure I remember the lashon exactly. So the Gemara wants to know what exactly is this pasuk referring to, because we already have the parsha in Parshas Matos. The Torah talks about the parsha of Lo Yachel Devorah, and you have to keep when a person makes a neder or a shul, he has to keep it. So more understands that the psukim there in Parshas Kiseitse are referring to Nidrei Hekdesh. Then the pasuk continues. It says Loshon of Lasos. The more Darshan's Lasos is referring to Nidrei Tzedakah. So the mitzvah of mitzvah sechet tishmor basisa, there's a mitzvah say to keep the neder of Hekdesh. It also means the mitzvah say to keep the neder of Nidrei Tzedakah. The pasuk says lo yachel l'shamoy, you should not push off to pay it back. But so there's, the Morris understands that the lav of Baal Ta'achir, that there's an iser, when a person makes a neder to Hekdesh, he has a chiv to, within a certain range of time, make sure that he brings the carpet to the base of Mikdush. So by Tzedakah, that is true as well. So the parameters are actually different. So by Hekdesh, the din of Baal Ta'achir and some chalukas on the Gemara, the mitzvah, so Klaisa would go up for the Shalosh Regalim, but not every person always went up for the Shalosh Regalim, and he didn't always bring karbonis, these extra karbonis that he's being menadev besides his chiyuvei korban that he has to bring for Yomtiv. But let's say a person didn't go, so the Torah says, what do you mean don't go? Now that you made this neder to bring this korban to Beis HaMikdash, you have a chiyuv to go and bring the korban. So that itself is mechayiv you to go. So the Mor says, the mitzvah say it applies immediately by the first regal. The first regal, the person chooses that he made this neder. So he's not mechayiv to pick up in the middle of the year and go. But when he's going for regal, he should go for regal. And if he doesn't go for regal and bring the korban, he's over the aseh.
Right away.
Regardless of
which regal it is.
If he, the lav, the more we come out that the lav is only by sholosh regalim. The lo yachir l'shamo is only after three regalim. But the Mor says that's more in Rosh Hashanah. The Mor in Erechin says that the regards to Tzedakah, the shear of Baal Ta'achir is if there are aniyim around. So we live in a world where a person can live in his own little village and there's no aniyim there. Everybody has their own farm. Everybody has their own support. So there's no aniyim. So there's always a serve Baal Ta'achir. But as soon as an ani comes, you have a chiyuv to give to him. And if you don't give it to him right away, you're over Baal Ta'achir. Because Hakai mi aniyim. Once there's an ani there, the yisr Baal Ta'achir is immediate. Different than the korbanas, which the Torah is recognizing you're shalayim to bring the korban. Now, I'm not familiar if the halacha is different, the person lives in Yerushalayim, what is dinim in regards to the din of Shalosh Regalim. I'm not familiar. It's a question which I had once upon a time. I never would look into it. What would be the status of it? But the Iker, the Torah is talking about the fact that Klai was spread out. So the Torah tied the Chiyuvim in the world, to the din of Regal. But the Mora says in Erika that that's not true by Nidrei Tzedakah. Nidrei Tzedakah, the person has a Chiyuv. As soon as there are Aniyim, he has a Chiyuv. He's not a Chiyuv to go look for an Aniyim, which is similar to like, you're not a Chiyuv to go up to the Beis HaMikdash just because you made the neder. Once you're going for regal, would you have a chiyuv to go for regal? So you have an added impetus to go, and if you don't choose not to, there's an iser. So over here, you're not mechiv to go look for a niyim. There's no niyim in the town, Baruch Hashem, so you're not mechiv. So, but as soon as there's an ani available, you have a chiyuv, the Baal Ta'achir is immediate.
So would that apply also if you donate to an institution?
So does it apply to donating to an institution? It's in Nidrei Tzedakah, which means for aniyim. So if it's an institution for aniyim, yes, it doesn't apply to, we use the word tzedakah in a very loose sense, I mean, Max Sutar, etc. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Nidrei Tzedakah for the for Nidrei Tzedakah for Aniyim. Okay. So that's one thing the Gemara equates the two, and actually makes Tzedakah actually in a certain sense more chomer than even Nidrei Hekdesh, because the Baal Tzedakah was immediate. The question which the Rishonim grapple with is the Gemara learns out, it says that Moitzes Tzvasecha Tishmor Vasisa. So the Mora brings a price which says, "Ainly Ella, if you're much b'swasav." How do we know if the person was gomer believe him in Ayin? It says Nadiv Lev Olus. So the pasuk describes in the Navi that they would give their chiyav was through Nadiv Salev. So that's a Gemara which the Gemara says that explicitly in regards to the Nidrei Hekdesh. There's a machlokes we showed him. The Mordechai says that this applies to Nidrei Tzedakah as well. So I have to define what that means. There's a steer in Rush. The Rush in the Piskei Rush says it does not apply. It's only done by Nidrei Hekdesh, not by Nidrei Tzedakah. But there's a Rush in the Tshuvas, which is mashma, not like that. The Mechaber brings in Yeridei and Hilchos Tzedakah, the Mechaber brings both shittos. And the Ramah says you should be machmir. So now, that halacha so means we're equating it to the din of Hekdesh, that there's a din of Gomer Belibay. So first of all, it's only Gomer Belibay. So a person says, you know, I should give Tzedakah. That's not Machai of him to do it. But a person says, you know, I decided I'm doing it. A person says, Machlit. So then he's Machai to do it. So a very common application of this is, you know, you live in a city where there's a lot of people going around, you live in Yerushalayim, you know, we've all had that experience of Yerushalayim. Guy walks into the shul and you pull out the shekel to give to him and he never comes to you. So you were definitely gomer b'libay. You decided to give it to him, you pull it out even, or you put your hands in your pocket planning to give it to him, you were gomer b'libay. So what's the halacha? Another scenario would be that, you know, which we'll get to in a second, where the person, you gave it to him and the person didn't feel it was mechubad enough and he gave it back to you. So what's the halacha over there? Which that can happen too. Right? So so the first one, the halacha is that actually that's a din of gomer b'libay, and according to the Ramah, a person is mechayev to do that. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's only if a person was gomer b'libay a certain amount. You know, I should give him something, you know, even though I was gomer b'libay, I didn't say how much. That's not mechayev. But once you had in mind an amount, you pull out your shekel, you pull out your dollar bill to give to him. So you had in mind, now you're mechayev to do it. However, it's not to that ani specifically, it's to a ani. So if that ani leaves, you're not going to start running down the street to catch the ani because you were gomer b'libay to give it to him, but you have a din of Baal Tzedakah. If there's another hakayim aniyim, now you have a din of Nidrei Tzedakah. You're mechuyev to give it as quickly as possible.
Does a pushka for tzedakah count as ani? Or does that have to be an actual physical ani there?
Actual physical ani. So the challenge we have nowadays, the poskim grapple with the definition of hakayim aniyim nowadays, right? The hakayim aniyim of Chazal's are easy. You live in your little town. There's no aniyim there. There were aniyim there, etc. You know, people nowadays we live in the global village. So, do I define hakayim aniyim? I know about, you know, they call me up about this specific ani in New York that I had das to give to him. So I have Baal Tzedakah. It's not here, he's in New York, but you know, I can give it through a credit card right away. So there's hakayim aniyim. Nowadays, if I say, you know, I should give some money to this talk about, there's no money to give to, really there's no money to give to. But when you lived in a world where you gave the food or the money to the guy directly in hand, there's nobody in town to give it to. You know, but nowadays the credit doesn't exist. So we do. We say hakayim aniyim is mechayev us as soon as you had the das to give money to tzedakah, you mechayev to immediately pull out your credit card and give it because there's an ani available that I'm aware that. So how do you define that? So person grapple with that, and then some say to chadami that that's the definition of hakayim aniyim nowadays is actually different, and we would have hakayim aniyim almost immediately. And that's quite a. So we'll get to the idea that it really is really preferable the person should say blineder. So that's the first case. What about a scenario? I was once listening to a shiur from Herschel Schachter, and he said that he whenever he gives tzedakah, right, says he's machlat the amount he wants to give, and he's not giving more because he has his hashbonus. So sometimes the person pressures him to give more. I mean, he says no. The person says, so keep your money. So now what do I do? Right? So I'm always master. He says that when I'm giving it, I'm not being makdish, I'm not being machayev myself that I have to give it. I'm giving. And the halacha really says that because of the chumrah of neder, it's really preferable a person to try and save me neder and not get involved in this chiyuv. So now this is, the challenge over here is like this. Bishlama, when you speak it out, so we're trained already to say Blinet. The government of Levi becomes like, you know, I'm thinking my heart, middle of davening, you know, like I walks in middle of Brichas Kriyashma and I pull out the shekel. I'm thinking Blinet, I'm thinking about the I'm not thinking, you know, Blinet. So it comes out the government of Levi will be more chummer than what's the Sosa, because what says we always say Blinet, you know. But the government of Levi, I have to train myself when I'm doing it to have it back in my mind. You know, if it doesn't work out, I'm not going to hide myself.
And that's considered not government of Levi.
That's not government of Levi. Right. So really a person should try and train yourself to do that. I was still over Pesach, and you know, took me a day or two to get into that mode. And I had my scenario where the guy never came to me, and you know, etc. That happens every time, you know. And so after a day or two I got myself into the mode, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm keeping in mind, you know, if I don't give it to him, I'm not being machayev myself, so I don't get involved in communion issues, etc. One thing which is true, we know that the Shulchan Aruch immediately at the beginning of Hilchos Nedarim brings the Lashon of Chazal. We discourage a person from making a neder. Kol neder is kila bana bama. Kol makayim is kila hikar b'lava korban. And we push the person to be matter the neder. It's better, much better than to be matter than to keep the neder. That's not true when Nidrei Stok. When Nidrei Hektish, the Rambam says Nidrei Hektish, that is not true. We encourage a person to be Mekayim. And as a matter of fact, Besson will be Kaifa, that the person should be Mekayim. And the Shulchan Aruch brings that same din of the Rambam down by Nidrei Hektish. He brings it down by Nidrei Stoka as well. So that goes under, again, that's another place where you see that Nidrei Stoka are equated to Nidrei Hektish in that respect. Okay.
So, like, if somebody's making a kelmoli, and it says there, you know, it says there in the nusach that I will give tzedakah, or that his family will give tzedakah, so they would probably say gleaneder, or either give it right away to somebody.
Well, it depends on what you're saying. If you're, you know, if you're giving tzedakah about its karas nishma, so the challenges I have over there is nowadays we use the word tzedakah very broadly. Many people will fulfill their neder by writing a check to the shul.
Right.
Well, you said to stock, you didn't say to the shul.
So does that mean they're not
fulfilling the obligation? So, or do you understand? And I don't know the answer to this question. I grapple with this issue. We say people are using the word stock in a very loose sense, in a colloquial sense, as opposed to the actual halachic sense. And then they mean to, you know, they're including that, you know, the options of Hachzakos HaTara, which could be Hachzakos HaTara many times, can be Tzedakah as well. But giving to the Basic Knesses, etc. I don't know. It's a question which has bothered me, and I don't have a good answer to it. I didn't see the place can talk about it, like, you know, which gets me nervous. Like, why is nobody speaking about it? Because it's such an obvious question.
Right.
And Mestamer, there's somebody out there. Like, I have to find the next newest sefer which comes out. Actually, I didn't pick it up. they redid the Sukkah of Mishpat. Maybe, you know, he has like much more. Maybe he has it there. But the notes are really preferably actually brought down in Halacha. The best way to do the kelmoli is actually give the tzedakah beforehand, because the ikar mila of the kelmoli is the tzedakah. The ilan neshama is the tzedakah, so it's really better to give it beforehand and say, instead of saying, "Oh, well, I'm going to give," say, "Well, that which I gave." Mm-hmm. So nowadays, again, if somebody knocks at your door, we can preempt it, or you're responding to a letter anyway with, you know, a request for tzedakah. So that's right, you know, it's for the you know, the kamala you're going to say, for the yisker, you know, so you cover yourself and you don't have to worry about it. But a person should say blinet over there, just not get involved in that. In regards to chazakas hatara, whether chazakas hatara would be a kiyum at tzedakah, usually it depends what the situation is. You know, something which the money is going into the hands of, let's say, Karl, the money is going into the hands of the B'nai Karl, which is B'nai Karl, Abedin, Ani. Definition of an Ani is not 200 zuz. If it's an ani is living in the society that he's living in, the person can't afford to cover his basic needs. So I think many
for a year or for like is there a time frame?
The Gemara gives a time frame, and the Gemara gives two shiurim. The Gemara gives a shiur of Masayim Zuz, which was a shiur of a person who lived on for a year. So a person doesn't have that in hand, he's considered an ani. Or the Gemara says he has 50 Zuz, which he's able to do business with. So 50 Zuz a person is able to do business with means it'll generate enough income. So he has a vehicle to make income. So the person says, a person has a job. I don't have the money of a year's worth, but I have a salary. So I have a way to generate income. That's I'm not an ani. If my salary is not enough to live on, so then I'm an ani, right?
Or what if people have liabilities?
And then there are
more debts than you have income coming in.
Right. So that's also taken into consideration. You know, the how we calculate a person needs money for refuah. I mean, assuming that everything is equal, we have a basic and the price is, it depends on the standard of living. A basic standard of living in the society you're living. If you live in Gambia, I could live very well on my salary. But the problem is I don't live in Gambia. So where I live, I don't have to be, walking around in rags. So wherever the shear is, okay. The place you grapple with a person makes a standard of tzedakah. So in a scenario where there's an oinus, he can, the person, was planning it based on the fact he expected money to come in, it didn't work out. So he has a valid Pesach. He didn't clear this what he meant. So he came out to the netter. We discouraged that, and then so the akrekat that there's a lashon in one of the rishonim that a person, the chacham who is willing to get involved and be mad to the netter, we put him in chayr. He's chayv nidri for being mad to the nidri stock. So he's talking in case it wasn't the noiter, it wasn't a bona fide onus for the noiter. The guy says, I made the whole commitment based on an expectation which didn't work out. So that's a valid pesach. That way you can be mad to it. This had to be mad to it only works once the. Calls on you have the money in your hand. Once it belongs, you give it to the gabbai. Once you give it to the gabbai, it's done. It belongs. So now the price can grapple with what's the set of a pushka. So most the assumption of most price can is that a pushka which comes from the moisid, it's a kalim of the lekeach reshus moicher, which the moicher gave him reshus to put it there. So kalim shall lekeach reshus moicher. We pass in as kaino the kinyan chotzer. So I put money into the pushka. It belongs now to the moisid. So it's not nidri tzedakah anymore. So that has an interesting question.
So the Mosad had a fee of then.
What
does the Mosad now have a fee of?
So once on a time in the good old days, I don't remember that, but you read the stories about the organization would send the mashulach around from house to house with the key, open up the pushka and collect it. The violin doesn't say, I haven't got one of those yet. The guy, nobody knocking my door is coming to open the pushka. They expect you to at some point in time open the pushka and write a check, etc. So it's not nidri tzedakah anymore. I was mekayim. I gave it to them. They own it. It's their achrayus now. They didn't make a neder, so they're not mekayim. My neder is done. I gave it to them. Right. So, but there's element of this new union that there's an assumption that they expect me when they gave me the pushcart. I was sort of committing that I'm going to once in a while write the check and now and send them the money that only should get the money. So I don't think it goes into the din of Baal Ta'achir. It doesn't have a din of a netter. It's not nidri tzedakah. It's some type of shlichus that they made me, etc. So I don't think that's going to be chayav. But that being said, obviously the rots and the tires of the neem should get the money. So keeping the pushka in my house, I remember one time, I guess it was an older person. I was visiting my shvir over here. So a person says that they have money for the pushka for tells. Right? So they had the tells yeshiva pushka, and they've been waiting for somebody to come and get it. So they chopped. They're not from Tells. So I said, oh, no, fine, I'll take it. Person gave me the pushka, a box like this, filled with coins, and a bag. So I come into the office over there and I says, you know, I need somebody to count the pushkas. He says, okay, I put down the thing. He says, what is this? I said, the woman's been waiting for a long time for somebody to come and get this pushka. He says, this is the largest amount of money they ever got out of pushka. That was the most gone. Like, you know, what was she, what was, in her mindset, she was still waiting for the mashuloch to come and open the box. And tells her she had moved past that stage. So obviously that's not the point. The point is it shouldn't sit there for, I don't know, I mean, I have to figure out how many years it was sitting there. I didn't ask her. A person makes a commitment to tzedakah for a specific ani, and the ani dies, or the ani all of a sudden gets a job and he's not ani anymore. So that situation that he's potter. Because if I had in mind a specific ani, so I was committing to that. The need isn't there anymore. So the same thing would be relevant to say the person was committing to give tzedakah for a purpose of an operation. The operation wasn't needed. Yeah. Later the person died or the person recovered. You know. So if there's a specific purpose which is mine, so that's not a problem. Let's hold it here. We have to bench.